Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, the president of Global Trends Asset Management, editor of ETF Trends. And this segment is not just about, hey, what should you buy right now? It's about taking a look at what's out there. Sometimes we're looking at ETFs that you need to know about. Sometimes we're looking at ones that you need to buy. And occasionally we're looking at ones that the trend would say, get out of here. So if you want more information and you want to follow up with the stuff you hear on this segment of the show, go to ETFtrends.com. If you want to find out what Tom is doing when he's not here, you'll follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon, or you'll follow ETF Trends at ETF Trends. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the ProShares High Yield Interest Rate Hedged ETF, ticker HYHG.
Okay, so it's HYHG, and we have to talk about which of the components is more important. Is it the high yield, or is it the interest rate hedged?
Well, in this case, Chuck, this is one of those ETFs that it's not just a pure beta, pure index tool. The folks at ProShares, knowing that we're in the midst of a rising rate environment, have really created a strategy with one ETF. So we all know that with rising yields and rising rates, that doesn't necessarily help our fixed income positions, because the current bonds that are being put out on the marketplace are actually worth more with higher yields than those that maybe were behind us that had lower yields. So the challenge will be, how do you get yield but also protect yourself from a rising rate environment? So what they've done is they've created basically a high yield portfolio, but they've gone short treasuries using futures to virtually bring the maturity of these bonds within the portfolio almost to zero. So here we have a high yield offering, giving almost 5%, but also hedging the rate risk by going short treasuries. A lot to bite off for the average investor, but if you understand it, if you look under the hood, you can really find that, boy, here's a way during rising rates you might be able to have a safer yield.
Okay, so we like this for giving us a safer yield. When we look at this now, is this something we want to hold in a time when, you know, you pointed out concerns over tapering? There are a lot of people right now who say, hey, rates are going to be pretty static for all of 2014. So we're doing this because we've got a concern about rates and a changing interest rate environment, but we may not see a taper. So do we want to hold this in if things remain static for a while?
Well, a lot of people who understand about rate risk feel that the Fed hiking rates is the only component that's needed for us to be worried about this threat. But the fact is, already this year, the 20-year Treasury is down 15% in value because yields have increased. So whether the Fed does anything tapering-wise, rate-wise, this trend has already shifted. So people are already taking that into account. And I think for the average investor who's looking for yield, as many, many are looking for yield, here's a way to maybe get a bit of a, and I use the word safe gingerly, but high yields have done very well this year. Corporates have done very well this year. It's very, very important to understand the rate risk and the valuation risk and the credit risk that goes along with that as well. But if you've got money that's sitting in treasuries and all of a sudden you've seen the value decline a lot more than the yield that you're getting, this is something to consider. So what should you do? as far as your fixed income allocation, consider a 10% of your fixed income allocation into this ETF for the next 3 years, because I think it's safe to say in the next 3 years, we're going to see general yields and general rates higher than they are right now.
Now, you answered a question right there that you know I'm going to ask, which is what percentage of your portfolio should you put to it? But I got to ask a different question, therefore. You are saying in this interest rate environment, you want to move 10% of your fixed income allocation to this kind of fund. Again, it's ProShares High Yield Interest Rate Hedged ETF, HYHG. So what part of my fixed income allocation am I moving there? What general asset would I likely have in my fixed income set of things that I want to take 10% out of to buy this?
Yeah, I wish we had an hour to talk about it, Chuck, but everybody's allocation's different. There's some that are 100% in money market funds. There are others that are sophisticated who have emerging market high yield or corporate high yield or treasuries. So I would say look at your current allocation, and if you were to take 10% down of everything that you have there and to make a total 10% allocation, that first would make sense. I think for most investors, where you'd provide a little bit of hedging, a little bit of safety, and probably a little bit of an increase in yield.
Okay, so that makes some sense. You're going to make a little bit of a move, not a huge move, but 10% for very good reasons into the ETF of the week. It is ProShares High Yield Interest Rate Hedged ETF. And Tom, very quickly, we're really looking at making that move for at least 5 years. This isn't necessarily the 200-day moving average thing. It's more you're making this as a longer-term play, right?
I think so, Chuck. 3 to 5 years, I think we're going to be in one of those environments where economies are moving, and we should be in a much better safe chase economically. But this is an innovative product.
There you have it. It's the ProShares High Yield Interest Rate Hedged ETF, HYHG, the ETF of the week. Tom Lydon is president of Global Trends Asset Management, editor of ETF Trends. It's at ETF Trends on Twitter, ETFTrends.com online. Tom, thanks as always for joining me.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go on the Friday, November the 15th edition of Money Life, so stick around. The big interview is next when we continue, and more ETF talk later. This is Money Life.